The Ten Commandments. In the history of the Old Testament, God's way with his people reaches a climax on Mount Sinai. Even the wonderful salvation of the nation of Israel from Egyptian servitude and the 40 years of traveling through the desert show us that this time in the desert would be a wonderful time of revelation, of God's revelation. And so it was when Moses was led up to Mount Sinai and received the Ten Commandments. You may read Exodus 20 to read the Ten Commandments. On Mount Sinai, we learn God's holy will, not only for the nation of Israel, but for all people. The sense and purpose of these Ten Commandments are easy to understand. Even a child can understand this. Because if we would imagine that all people in the entire world would hold these Ten Commandments, we would have a perfect world. No need for police, soldiers, no war, no borders. We would leave our doors wide open because we would have no fear for crime at all. This we can learn very easily if we read the Ten Commandments and imagine that people would simply do as they say. The same we could not say, for example, of the five principles of Islam or of other religious rites. And so we know that the Ten Commandments are God's perfect plan for this world. The fact that we do not have a perfect world, we do not have peace, but war in our world today, is not the fault of God. It is because people do not uphold the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are so simple we can actually summarize them in two important parts. Commandments 1 to 3 refer to God and our relationship to God. Love God, your Creator, above all. And Commandments 4 to 10 refer to our relationship to our neighbor, to other people. Jesus Christ refers to these two main parts of the Ten Commandments in referring to the horizontal level relationship to people and the vertical level relationship to God by saying, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments." Matthew 22, verse 37 to 40. Although these Ten Commandments are very easy to understand, they are very difficult to hold. Because by reading the Ten Commandments, we will immediately know that our heart cannot fulfill complete and unconditional love to God and love to one's neighbor. This is a fact, even though we might be able to hold the commandments in an outward fashion. We can, for example, hold the daily prayers, and our heart might be distant to God. And even though we do not murder our neighbor, we do the same in our heart. We are bitter, full of anger and hate. The Bible itself always comes back to this condition of our heart. And Jesus, when he was debating with the Pharisees and Sadducees, has a great interest in what is going on in our hearts, even though these same Pharisees and Sadducees were upholding the commandments outwardly. The breaking of commandments in an outward fashion is simply only the fruit of what is happening in our hearts. The Apostle Paul explains what is happening in our hearts by referring to the sin of Adam and Eve, which is with all people at this time. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people, because all sinned. Romans 5, verse 12. Of course, it is very easy to hide what is going on in our hearts. We can hide this by simply fulfilling the commandments outwardly. People can fulfill the commandments in a very superficial way. They can say, for example, "Oh, I uphold the commandments. I do not kill anyone. I do not steal. I do not commit adultery." But all of this is simply cheating yourself. We all have sinned, says the Apostle Paul. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Romans 3, verse 23. Through this we can see that we people can uphold the commandments outwardly and still be very distant from God, because in our hearts and in our whole human condition, we are distant to God, and therefore we are under the curse of God. For all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse, as it is written, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law." Galatians 3, verse 10. And so the Ten Commandments not only show us God's holy plan for his people, but they also reveal to us the condition of our heart. They show us that we completely do not fulfill God's will at all. And if we realize this, we are shocked, and a holy thirst is awakened in our hearts to become free from sin. And so the Ten Commandments draw us like a magnet to the one who can only uphold the Ten Commandments, Jesus Christ. Jesus completely fulfills the holy plan of God. He fulfills the first three commandments by unconditional love to God, and he fulfills commandments 4-10 by simply giving himself completely to people. And so we can summarize that the first commandments firstly show us God's holy will. Secondly, the commandments show us the condition of our heart and show us we cannot fulfill God's plan. Thirdly, the commandments also show us that Jesus Christ fulfills the commands and gives us, through the Holy Spirit, strength to live out of him and out of his deeds that he has done. This is shown to us especially by Ephesians 2, verse 10. "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." At this time, we will go to the next section of our class, which will be the first commandment.